Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. This is Abby. I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, but I am here today to talk about the NFB Newsline mobile app. According to the AppleVis website, the app was tested on an iPhone, but it does work very well for the iPad as well, and that's what I will be demonstrating it on. So the first step, if you're going to use an app, is to open it. So here we go. I'm using Siri. I'm going to cheat. Open Newsline. When you first hear it open,
NFB Newsline, NFB Newsline Mobile, heading.
You will hear that VoiceOver said it switched to portrait mode. And the first thing on the far left is the heading, NFB Newsline Mobile. As I swipe to the right, we have a list of buttons.
Publications button.
The publications button is probably the one you're going to use the most often because that obviously gives you all the publications available. We'll get into the button in a few minutes. Next to the right,
TV listings button.
Is the TV listings button, which personally is my favorite, because what that will do is that will allow you to create a TV listing setup, add stations to your favorites, and it will tell you, based on your region, if you signed up using your state library, that gives it to you automatically, and if you call your local number to access Newsline over the phone, which you can have your favorites and access them on the phone and in this app, for the TV listings at least. You can then browse through the stations, add stations to your favorites, and you can then see in your time zone what show is on at what times. So later on in this podcast, I will be using this button and I'm gonna demonstrate it to find out when my favorite show is on. Okay, next to the right,
weather button.
Is the weather button. That is obviously going to give you weather in your area. So we will demonstrate that in a little bit. Next to the right is a welcome.
Welcome, Abigail Trimble.
That's me. And then it gives you where you are. This app requires that you turn on location services, so it's guessing where you are. I'm not going to have VoiceOver read that. I'm going to skip over it because you guys don't need to know where I am.
You and here. Click here for information about the newest releases April 2018. Button.
Newsline added publications on April 10th, 2018. That button will give you more information about those. I don't know how long that button is going to be there, but probably through the rest of April, and it's still April now. So that button is there for your convenience for now. Next to the right,
send an email with your questions or comments to newslineios@nfb.org button.
That button will bring up a new message in mail, and you can email that email address with your questions about the iOS app.
Settings button.
This is your settings button next to the right, and that will allow you, that's where I had to go to sign in. You can't use Newsline unless you are a registered Newsline member. You can register if you're in the United States, which I think NFB Newsline is only for the states. You can register through your state library or at nfbnewsline.org. I registered through my state library. That's how they know where I am. They're watching me. Just kidding. Anyway, next to the right of the settings,
subscriptions button.
That is your subscriptions list, and you can update your subscriptions list at any time. I currently do not have any subscriptions in there, so I don't have anything in there, but the only button in there is really update subscription list, and what that will do is that will update your list if you, say, subscribe to something over the phone service and you want to make sure that you can see it in the app. You would click on the update subscriptions button in the little subscriptions menu and see if it appears there. Like I said, I currently don't have any subscriptions either on the phone or in the app.
Retail ads button.
Retail ads, that's going to give you advertisements. I don't know exactly how that works. But I do know that it gives you ads for your area. You can pick like a store and see what kind of sales they're having. You can access that over the phone as well. And
help button.
That is your final button. That's your help button. And that was for help in the app. All right, so we're going to first explore the publications button. So I'm going to swipe back up.
Help button.
Whoops, that wasn't up.
NFB Newsline Mobile. Heading.
I swiped up. My rotor is set to navigate by headings. So I swiped up to get to the heading that says NFB Newsline Mobile. And I'm going to swipe right once to the first button.
Publications button.
And I'm going to double tap.
Home back button.
Okay. So we were on the home screen, and the first thing it gives us is the home back button, which will take us back to the screen we were just on. Next to the right,
publications heading,
is the publications heading. And the first button,
your favorites,
is actually just the thing that says your favorites, because I am on my favorites list right now. And I have one favorite.
Search for a publication. Search field. Double tap to edit.
You can type in the name of a publication if you don't want to browse through the whole entire alphabet to find it.
Stone Soup 04/01/2018.
That's my favorite, Stone Soup, which they just added April 10th. So if I double tap here,
set publications back button.
Now it gives me a publications back button, which will take me back to the publication screen that I was on. As I swipe right,
Stone Soup heading, remove this publication from your favorites button.
I don't want to do that.
Current issue 04/01/2018.
And you can also
full paper button.
You can click on the full paper button, which will show you the full issue. And there's also links in there to email certain sections or certain articles to you if you have an email address set up with Newsline.
Book review one articles button.
One articles. Yeah, it's one article. Anyway, this is showing you the sections of the magazine. And you can
editor's note one articles button.
Find one that you're interested in.
On a roll one articles button. Poetry nine article. Stories three articles button.
And you would double tap on it.
Sections back button.
And the sections back button would take me back to the previous page, where I would choose a new section. And now what you do to navigate by article, because it said the stories section had three articles in it, you swipe down. You make sure your rotor is set to headings, and you swipe down to navigate by heading.
Stories, heading, the fence, heading level three.
It says the first story is called The Fence, and if I want to read it, I swipe right.
In a segregated town in 1953, a secret friendship grows between Ruth, a black girl, and Donna, a white girl.
Okay, so that tells you briefly what the story is about, and as you swipe right, I almost said arrow right, I'm thinking of computers, as you swipe right, it will show you more information like the author and the age of the author, because Stone Soup is a children's writing magazine, so they accept writings until you're 13. So it's young writers. So these stories are all written by young writers. So that's publications. If you want to add a publication to your favorites, which I am going to do now, we need to go back. So I'm going to swipe up.
The Fat Stories. Heading not found.
To the first heading, and I'm going to swipe left.
Sections. Back button.
To the back button.
Stories, three articles. Button.
And it puts me back on the button that says Stories, three articles. I want to go back again.
Stones, publications. Back button. Home, back button.
Okay, now we're still on the publications page. I went back out of the Stone Soup.
Stones, publication options, button.
The publication options button is where you will find different publications that are not in your favorites. That's where all the publications are, and there are over 300, so I will not make you sit here and listen to all of them.
Publication options. Button.
That's the last button on the screen, so I'm going to double tap there.
Alert. Publication options.
Okay, don't be alarmed. It's just a little alert that it gives you that says publication options, and you have some options here. So I'm going to swipe to the right to show you what those are.
Global publication search button.
I wouldn't do that unless you want to sit through all over 300 of the publications to find the one you're looking for. Although the search will allow you to search for a specific publication.
All publications button.
All publications, again, it'll make you sit. That does not include magazines. That's mainly newspapers. And it does include some magazines, like the AARP magazine is in there. Magazines are in there, but if you want to search through only magazines, then I would go
favorites button, magazines button,
to the magazines button, and that will show you only magazines.
Missouri publications button.
That's where you can see publications for your state. So for me is Missouri.
Missouri info button.
Information for your state.
Cancel button.
Or cancel button. So I'm gonna go to magazines.
Missouri magazines button.
Double tap.
Home back button.
Now I'm going to swipe down. Again, my rotor is set to heading, so I'm going to swipe down to navigate to heading R. These are magazines in alphabetical order, and I'm going to navigate by heading to R.
Publication A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, L, M, N, O, P, R, S, R, heading.
There we go. Now I'm going to swipe right to see what we have in the R section, because I want Reader's Digest. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Reader's Digest 04/01/2018.
Look at that, people. It's right there. So I'm going to double
Rolling
tap. Oh, no, no, no.
Heading.
There we go. Double tap on Reader's Digest.
Back button.
There's a back button if I change my mind. I don't want Reader's Digest. I can go back, but I do.
Reader's Digest. Heading. Add this publication to your favorites. Button.
Bingo. Add this publication to your favorites. Double tap.
Add alert. Edit favorites. Are you sure you want to add the publication Reader's Digest to your favorites?
Yes, I am sure. So I'm going to
cancel button. Okay.
Click on OK.
Publications. Back button.
Now.
Reader's Digest. Successfully added publication to favorites.
Excellent. Button. And that says it's a dimmed button because I can't do anything with that button. And that's okay because I don't want to.
Current issue. 04/01/2018.
Okay, so what I'm going to show you now is emailing a paper to you.
Full paper button.
You're going to go to full paper.
Back button. All articles. Heading level 13 things Uber and Lyft drivers want you to know. Heading level 3.
Okay, so these are all of the articles in the paper, and there are 33 of them in this issue. I've already looked at it. And if you swipe all the way down to the bottom of the screen, past all the articles.
Covers, depart, drop, fat, finish with food, French, him, health. I don't, if you, library, life, what, lip, my, what, recess, technology, the joy, the mount, when it can you, you, your life, heading, not bad, you have to. All article, 13 things Uber and Lyft drivers want you to know. Heading level 3.
It keeps taking me back up, I don't know why, hold on. Okay, sorry. It kept taking me back up to the top as I was swiping down. But at the end of each article, there's a button that says
email full article. Link.
It's actually a link. It says email full article. I haven't yet found a way to actually have them email the entire magazine to you at once, but you can view the whole magazine if you wish, and have articles emailed to you individually. So I'm going to touch the top left
You're funny,
of the quote. Screen.
13% battery power. Status bar item.
No, we're gonna...
Hope this helps. Heading not your luck. You be the puny. The tech risk.
We're gonna swipe back up now to get to the headings.
Drop dip covers comet as far a anger map attempt a few 13 all out heading not found back button
and now we go to back
publications back button
and we go back
home back button
and we go back
NFB Newsline mobile heading
that my friends is the publication screen. Now for my favorite screen, the TV listings. Oh, and also there is a way in the publication screen to navigate to the previous or next issue, except for new publications that may not have a previous issue because they just started. But here we go.
Public TV listings.
Da-da-da-da.
Home, back button.
TV listings, yay.
TV listings, heading, plus BW, button.
Okay, the plus BW button, when I double tap it, it doesn't seem to do anything. So I don't know exactly what that is for, because it doesn't seem to do anything.
Favorite stations.
Okay, so I am currently on my favorite stations, and I can double tap it to make sure of that. So the next thing to the right,
manage your favorites button,
is to manage your favorites. So if you want to delete a station from your favorites, add a station to your favorites, or change the order. I think you can also drag your favorites into a certain order if you don't want them in numerical order, because these are channels. So if you don't want them in numerical order. Okay.
Search. Search field. Double tap to edit.
You can search for a station. Mine is already set to Central Time in Missouri. So these times that I'm going to be showing you are Central Time.
32 Nickelodeon. 12:30 p.m. Ikele.
Okay. So these are my two stations. Nickelodeon, which is channel 32.
52.
And 52 channel. Is Disney.
12:30 p.m. Gravity Falls.
Okay, so if I want to check the schedule for a specific station and find out more about what episodes are going to be on, like 32,
Nickelodeon.
I swiped back to the left.
30 p.m. iCarly.
And it says iCarly is on now, so I'm going to double tap there.
TV listings, back button.
I can go back.
Jump to channel, text field. Double tap to edit.
I can jump to a channel by entering a number in this text field here if I want to jump to a channel that's not in my favorites or a channel that's far away then I don't want to navigate to it using swipes.
Jump button. Channel 32, Nickelodeon on the 15th of April, 2018. Heading level 3. 12:30 p.m. is Ikele. Carly catches a contagious...
So one thing that I really don't like about the app is that you can't navigate to see what show came on before this. The first show it shows me is iCarly at 12:30.
Channel 32, 12:30 p.m. is iCarly. Carly catches a contagious illness and accidentally gets a member of the band. One Direction, sick. Duration 30 minutes.
Aw, poor Carly.
This is audio described.
I love iCarly.
TVG.
But, it doesn't show me. The first time it shows me is 12:30 because it's almost 12:30 here. In fact, it is 12:39 right now. It's past 12:30. So at 12:30 is iCarly in that episode. If I swipe to the right.
1 p.m. is iCarly. Sam moves in with Carly after fighting with her mother. Carly tricks Sam and Pam into meeting at a therapist's office. Duration 30 minutes. This is audio described. This program is rated TVG.
See, so it tells you if a show is going to be audio described. If you have the SAP feature on the digital TV, you can turn that on. So...
1:30 p.m. is iCarly. Carly. Sam and Freddie travel to Japan after the show is nominated for a prestigious SciWeb Award. Duration 1 hour 30 minutes.
Yeah, I love that episode.
This program is rated TVG.
So iCarly is on all day today. I know that because I actually heard a commercial for it last night. So anyway, that is TV listings for you. Basically, you swipe left and right to go through the times. You cannot see what was on previously, which I don't like, but you can swipe left and right to see what is coming up. And
12 job tech TV listings.
You swipe all the way to the left to get back.
32 fit plus T home back button.
And
NFB Newsline mobile heading.
So that is the TV listings. You can also select all stations instead of just your favorites. It only showed two stations, 32 and 52, because those are the two that are in my favorites right now. But you can also choose to browse through all stations in your area. But that would take a while.
Public TV weather button.
Weather is next.
Home back button. Aku weather forecast heading level 2. 4 St. Louis. Missouri 63,129. Heading level 3.
This is why you need location services turned on, because it picks up where you are and it will give you weather for your area.
Weather watches and warnings. Heading level 3.
Ooh, looks like we have
severe weather alerts. St. Louis. MO current watches and warnings include freeze warning.
Freeze warning? Hold on. What's the temperature?
It's 39 degrees outside.
Are you kidding me? It's 39 here? Jeez.
Home, back button. Aku, for weather watches, severe weather alerts, freeze warning. Freeze warning in effect from Monday, 1 a.m. CDT until Monday, 9 a.m. CDT.
Oh, yikes.
Source, U.S. National Weather Service.
It just tells you where the alert is from.
Freeze warning in effect from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. CDT Monday. The National Weather Service in St. Louis has issued a freeze warning, which is in effect from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. CDT Monday.
Freeze warning.
Timing late Sunday night through Monday morning.
Yikes.
Temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30 degrees.
Yeah, it's 39 right now, so technically it's not freezing, but it's cold for me.
Impact-sensitive plants and trees may be damaged or killed.
Okay.
Precautionary/preparedness sections. A freeze warning means subfreeze.
Okay.
These conditions will kill crops and other sensitive vegetation.
Yeah, it's just giving you information about the warning.
Current conditions. Heading level. It is currently daylight at 12:41 p.m. Conditions are cloudy with a temperature of 41 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
And humidity of 70%.
Well, Siri says 39, Newsline says 41. It's cold, okay? It's below 70 Fahrenheit, so it's cold for me.
Winds are west of 12 miles per hour with gusts to 22 miles per hour.
Yikes.
Wind chill is 34 degrees Fahrenheit with a real feel of 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Visibility is 10 miles and cloud cover is 100%.
Visibility is 0 miles for me, cause I can't see.
Barometric pressure is 29.82 inches and steady.
Okay.
The dew point is 32 degrees. The UV index is 2, which the air quality index, the tree pollen index is, the wheat pollen index, the grass pollen index, the mold pollen index. Today's forecast, heading level 3.
Okay, and then it gives you today's forecast.
Forecast for today, the sun rises during the day, cloudy and hourly forecast, heading level 3.
I swipe down to navigate by heading. We've got hourly forecast.
Day 2, heading level
day
3.
Day 2,
day 3,
4, 5, 6, 7.
Weather-related indices of interest, heading level 3.
So we have forecast for the next 7 days.
The grass growing index is 0.
Okay, there's just these other weather conditions that...
Astronomical forecast. Heading level 3. Heading not found.
And that's the last heading.
The sun rises at 6:20. Moon rises at... Mercury rise. Venus rise. Mars rise. Jupiter rise. Saturn rise. Uranus rise. Neptune. Pluto rises at 7:09 a.m. and sets at 4:51 p.m.
Oh my goodness, why are they telling me the times that different planets are rising and setting? I don't even know what that means, and Pluto's not even a planet anymore! I don't think.
On 4/15/2018, the moon will be new in phase 1.
Ooh, it tells us the phases of the moon. That would be cool.
4/16 / 23/4/2018, the moon will be waxing gibbous in phase 11. On 5/29 / 5/1 / 5/11.
Okay, so
2018, the moon will be waning crescent in phase 24.
Good gracious. So it's giving me basically days for, I think, the next couple of months as to what phases the moon will be in. I did not realize that Newsline was that advanced. But anyway, what else do we have?
On 5/16/2000.
Until May 16th.
Phase 1.
And today is April 15th. So for the next month, it's telling us what phases the moon will be in. So it doesn't look like it's pretty interesting. You can't change your area. That's why you need location services turned on. It's only going to tell you for your area what the weather is. All right, swiping back up.
Day 5, day 4, day 2. Out today's current weather. 4. AccuWeather. Heading. Home. Back button.
Back.
NFB New Public TV. Weather. Welcome, Abigail. You and here. 3. Click here for info. Send an email. Click here for information about the newest releases April 2018. Button.
So that's again.
Further detail.
You can do that. And the help button gives you help on the application. The final button we're going to look at is.
Send an email from new settings.
Button. Settings.
Home. Back button. Settings. Heading. App introduction. Button.
So the app introduction will basically introduce you to the app. Self-explanatory. If we tap there.
App introduction.
Then you can see VoiceOver.
Manage favorites. Button. App introduction. Settings. Heading. App introduction. Button.
It will appear at the bottom of the screen. So after
manage favorites button,
you can manage your favorites and your settings.
Enter your NFB credentials.
I've already done that.
If you are not a current subscriber, call subscriber ID. 5. Security code or cancel button. Login button. Audio alerts enabled.
Okay, so audio alerts enabled. If you get a notification, it will beep or give you an audio alert.
Audio alert switch. Switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, I want it on.
Copyright 2017, National Federation of the Blind, all rights reserved.
Okay.
Version 2304. Version 2304. Installation ID I2646344E2645. Copyright to version 2304. Copyright. Audio alert switch. Switch button on.
I don't even know.
To toggle setting.
Yep. So that, my friends, is the NFB Newsline app for the iOS device of your choice. And by the way, it says this in the help screen and on the AppleVis website description of the app. You can only have this app installed on up to 5 devices, and I have it installed on 1, so I think we're good. And you can only be an NFB Newsline member. Those are the only people who are allowed to use this app, because it makes you enter your credentials. Okay. Any questions? You can go to nfbnewsline.org, or if you have the app, you can click on the email button to email them your questions about the app, or you can email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. Any requests? Email the same email address, and I will do my best to get them done for you. Bye, everyone.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.